Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 155.
55!
Thank you, John and Joshua, for the support this week. Also, everyone else. Yeah, there are so many names. Folks on Patreon and everything. Thank you.
But on a side note, Justin Roiland is out as Rick and Morty. It's the end. It is sad that the voice actor for Rick and Morty is embroiled in weirdness. But, oh, if those allegations are true, screw that guy.
For those who don't know, Justin Roiland, the co-creator and voice actor for Rick and Morty, is in deep crap. And, I don't look it up. I really don't care. But, dude, it boggles my mind when you hear stories about how someone who has everything just throws it away because they can't control themselves, you know? And again, I'm not going to get into it because I don't know all the details. The ones I do know aren't that great. But I'll just wait for due process to run its course and react when something other than the court of public opinion makes a ruling.
But if those allegations are true, screw that guy.
Oh, definitely. Well, you've never really been a big Rick and Morty fan, you know, to begin with, right? I've watched the first 3 seasons, and then, you know, dude, the market got oversaturated with Rick and Morty everything, so I kind of lost interest, you know? It literally pushed me away.
Oh, but what about the game High on Life? He did that too!
Honestly, I found it kind of tedious. I mean, if they have to have a built-in dialogue slider to get the characters to shut up, kind of tells you something. I think I played it for around 40 minutes, so my opinion on it, isn't really that valid.
Solar opposites?
Never watched it. So this isn't really shaking up your world in the slightest, is it? Nope. Innocent or guilty, life still goes on for me. Sucks for the fans, though. If, you know, all the allegations are true.
Yet Ezra Miller is still the Flash.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you know, maybe Roiland needs them Ezra Miller lawyers, you know?
Whatever. For Rick and Morty fans, it sucks. And if the allegations are true, Roiland, you an idiot. Okay? My god. So, again, let's see how it pans out. Alright? I hate thinking everybody on the planet is guilty before due process even happens.
You're guilty!
But anyway, moving on. Xbox did a thing.
Did they? Did they though?
Yep, they had some developers showcasing. Redfall, Forza Motorsport, Minecraft Legends, another Elder Scrolls Online expansion, and a new game called Hi-Fi Rush, which is a rhythm-based fighting thing.
It was released right after the announcement. Yeah, it was one of those available now kind of things, you know?
Yeah, but, the short of it, right? Okay, they showed off some fancy cars in Forza Motorsport. Redfall is got a lot of shooty vampire stuff happening, so it's like you can play it by yourself or with friends and do missions and kill vampires. Minecraft Legends is some kind of PvP thing. I don't care. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm not too excited about most of these, so if you are interested, look into them as they're pretty much all going to be on Game Pass when they release.
Hi-Fi Rush is already in Game Pass! You can download it and play it now!
Great.
No Starfield news, though.
Yeah, well, that's typical, mate. You know, it's a very anticipated game, you know? They're gonna have their own little thing probably closer to release date. Yep.
I don't like waiting!
The horror movie Megan went to streaming services this week.
Earlier than expected, which is nice. I will wait for the unrated version, which will hopefully be released soon, because I want to see more violence.
Yeah, CES revealed a bunch of garbage no one really needs this year's. Like a large television that is battery-powered.
Like what? Like an actual television powered by batteries?
Yeah, like, bro, find an outlet.
Even I find that silly.
There's a laptop rolling out with a 3D screen technology, similar to that of the Nintendo 3DS. Alright, so people who like that, especially if you're into 3DS emulators, I feel like this laptop is gonna be for you.
Oh, I'm gonna ROM it up! ROM it! Ramen noodles. See?
That is nice, actually. You know? Night of the Comet is getting a remake, as is Friday the 13th, with the original director supposedly attached to Helmet.
Wow. You know, that could go either way. You know, I mean, I'm potentially excited about it, but the original Friday the 13th is rather dated by today's standards. But, you know, hopefully, Attack the Block 2 is slowly moving forward. Boyega better be in that, or it is a hard pass if they're not in it.
Also, Stephen King's The Boogeyman is supposedly going to be a actual film in the theater, and supposedly we're going to get a trailer on Sunday.
I'm your Boogeyman. Boogeyman. Ow, my nose. Bibiotisaptor!
Yeah, you know, I am not up on that, and Stephen King is kind of like hit or miss, you know? Well, we'll see what happens. Oh, and in what the hell news, right? Barnes & Noble is making a comeback and is actually opening new stores this year.
How is that even possible? I mean, books, really?
Well, apparently, the new head of Barnes & Noble essentially gutted all the corporate crap that was in the stores, removed a lot of the publisher-pushed marketing, and made each store more community-driven by allowing the workers to make selections and recommendations for their customer base rather than a generic retail template that just pushed whatever publishers paid money to push.
So, each store is pretty much geared towards the community it's in?
Well, according to the article I read, so essentially, now, instead of seeing a bunch of publisher-pushed novels that are garbage, you're going to get a more organic selection of literature from people who actually have a passion for, you know, books.
Finally! You know, if only record stores took that approach before they all got walled up.
Yeah, but, so, I don't know about everyone else, but personally, I'm curious enough to go to one and see if it has a different vibe, okay? Because, honestly, when Borders bookstores were open, I would always opt for them over Barnes & Noble for that reason. Borders always had more real people at the time, you know, where Barnes & Noble just felt like this corporate bookseller trying to push mainstream crap that was just garbage books, you know?
I like Book Off better! Mate, there's like three of those in the States, all right? Come on.
Also, obviously this is not sponsored, because we generally don't do that. So, check out the stores for yourself, grab a coffee, get a book. It'll be a nice reprieve from the daily digital BS y'all have to put up with.
You know, also, you may actually meet someone who is interested in the same things you are, you know? Like some cute anime girl, boy, or other in the manga section. You know, you go down the aisle and, you know, you both reach for the last copy of the newest volume of Kony Can't Communicate and your hands slightly touch one another's. And then you both awkwardly try to apologize for the unintended familiarity of the entire situation. You know, each trying to be the nicer of the two while suggesting the other have the last copy of the manga. But one of you decide to purchase it, and you both sit at the cafe reading it together, you know, over some lovely cups of coffee, tea, or beverage of your choice.
Yeah, your experiences may vary, but it's good to know you still have hope.
I think Begley reads too much slice of life anime mangas now.
Whatever, mate. You know, sometimes I just like a nice story where, you know, people are happy.
You know, is that so bad in this day and age?
Yes. Later, everyone. Go find your soulmate in a bookstore before they're all gone.
Again, results may vary.
Well, I mean, it depends on the neighborhood, I suppose, you know.
You know, you could get into a fight over the last copy of Kony Can't Communicate and, you know, get a roundhouse kick to your noggin.
Either way, it's human contact.
And we care not for that, according to our recent mental evaluations.
Yeah. Later, go support stuff that makes life better and try to ignore the incessant hatred that is the internet.
Yeah, good luck.
I will unplug you and do a hard reset so fast.
Yes, hard reset me, daddy.
Well, now you just made it weird.
Ugh. I will unplug you when you least expect it. You could be downloading a file, or torrenting a movie, and you almost done, and then I unplug your phone, and everything goes black, unless you got a battery-operated TV, or a laptop. Oh, well, ruin the song, jerk.